So, I've been thinking about snow day, and I'd probably talk with Jim about this afternoon in about an hour, but I don't want to waste his time. Firstly, I stick to my basic principled idea that snow day, per se, snow day as we call it, this infinite lockdown of bullshit, it has a shelf life. I mean, people are only going to stay at home and flatten the curve for so long. Eventually, they're gonna wanna go outside. They're gonna wanna have relationships with people. They're going to want to do things that violate the principles of the lockdown. And the explanations for why it makes sense to be in a fucking apartment or a home over going to the fucking beach. None of those explanations make any sense at all. It is pure madness. So snow day always had a shelf limit. And at some point, that shelf date gets passed, and snow day, no matter how you feel about it, even if this has been a big wild vacation for you, the lockdown has to end. It cannot continue. I stick to that. I don't think it's functional. I think that people are simply going to go crazy. So it was always a question of how long could they do this? And I always figured, shit, low end, 2 to 3 months. And most of the human race has really disappointed me here. High end, 6 to 9 months. I don't see how they make that happen. So and if this summer is as hot a summer as I think it's going to be, and no, I'm not talking about global warming, whatever the fuck that means. I'm talking about the simple fact that I think the cities this summer are going to be facing some heat waves. And if I'm right about it, we can talk about it in the fall, assuming any of us are left alive. But yeah, I think this summer is going to be really hot, and people in cities are not going to say, "Oh, I'm going to stay in bake because hey, the electricity's only been out for 17 days, and my refrigerator now looks like the Tropic of what the fuck? I'll just stay inside with my dying cat, or maybe I'll go outside and enjoy some fresh air." So you can't keep people inside. There's a point at which, no matter how programmed people are, they're not going to stay inside. So that's my conundrum, is I have this horrible thought now that there's a, in addition to the programming and the really shitty public schools and the fact that really most Americans have no concept of liberty, they couldn't give a shit about liberty. They don't know what it is. It's a meaningless concept to them. But even given all that, I had this terrible thought, like, what if, on some collective level, people's intuitions are telling them, buddy, Dan, the reason why they did Snow Day, the reason why guys like Mark Cuban, I just read a tweet of Mark Cuban's. It's crazy shit about how we can put people back to work by making everybody a contact tracer. Crazy. The reason why that crazy shit is being thrown out there, and the reason why people are just, they don't like it, but they're not really, I don't see enough pitchforks yet, is perhaps on some unconscious level, there is a group awareness that the reason for snow day, even though still a stupid reason, might have only a little bit to do with the robbery and a lot to do with some terrible catastrophe that's about to befall the human race. I don't think they respect us. These people that run the world have zero respect for us. They don't treat us like people that, quote unquote, they serve. They don't serve us. They serve themselves, and they expect us to serve them as well. So it's not like there's some special bond between the domestic animals and the people that run the farm. There isn't. The only question is, do they need us? Now, I have friends who would say, Dan, we slaves, we helots, we come up with great ideas. They can't let us all die. And maybe that's true. But if a catastrophe were coming that wasn't one they created, and that was likely to kill billions of people. And they knew that at some point people would become aware, but if they had the right program, the right PSYOP, they could sort of keep a lid on that. They could keep that under control. The fucking virus works well for that. It works well for basically convincing people that just stay home. You get the COVID, you die, but we're going to give you magical money and you can order pizza and please ignore the digging over here, you know, that we're doing over here. Ignore that digging. Ignore the giant boring machine that, yes, interestingly enough, we did not buy from Elon Musk because his boring machines are too boring. Yeah, his boring machines. What if the virus is this other thing as well that I have thought about and I've been afraid of? What if it's about covering up a calamity? A lot of these people hate most of us. They would just assume most of us die. Some terrible calamity, whether it was several super volcanoes going up or a burst of radiation from space or some weird solar flare scenario or even the clathrate gun. Which, and none of these might, you know, none of these I don't think are going to destroy the world or even wipe out everybody. Even Venus syndrome, I don't think can be like Venus on Earth for lots of reasons that are dynamic reasons. So the Venus syndrome thing, you kind of have to meditate on the physics of Venus and Earth before you buy into that completely. But could we have 10 years of horrible summers where it's so boiling hot that even though you're not dead, you might want to be, followed by an ice age? Yeah. Yeah, I think the clathrate gun may have proven it can do that. And yeah, that would be kind of terrible, even if it wasn't technically the end of the world. Do I think the people that have the knowledge, the experts, because there was a joker on Twitter who was kind of attacking somebody who I now consider a friend. I had done a podcast with this friend, and his main argument was, well, you guys aren't experts, so you don't deserve to have a voice. Well, okay, that means that people that are not experts have no rights, no principal rights, no privileges, nothing they can do in this upside-down, sideways, monkey-fuck society. We're all supposed to just be slaves and obey. The fact is, my good friend Mike is a smart guy. He did some analysis on mortality data. He believes, he didn't say he was certain, but he believes there is strong evidence to show that the mortality model for everybody, period, is virtually equivalent to the mortality model of COVID. That's weird, because you wouldn't expect it to be that close of a mapping, even in terms of numbers, but not just numbers, percentage distribution. So it's weird. It's weird. And I think that Mike did a great job of pointing that out. But the person on Twitter was like, but he's not an expert. So before you poo-poo my shit about some calamity, keep in mind, who do people listen to? Where do you get your information? Even if you get it from Zero Hedge, you must have the understanding to recognize that Zero Hedge has been mostly pushing a certain version of the story. And the version of the story is, yes, the virus is real. It probably came from China, BioWar Labs, and, you know, the rest gets nebulous after that. But it's been a fairly consistent angle for Zero Hedge to push the fear. So where do you go if you're trying to find your unpolluted source of truth when it comes to COVID-19, where the fuck do you go, Mr. Expertise? I don't see it. I don't see these experts I should trust. And when someone pops up, like, I think there was a couple of ER docs from California, Northern California, I forget their names, but they went out, did a video and said, listen, the lockdown is bullshit. The lockdown is not healthy. We need to end it. And they gave their reasons. And they're experts. They're actually doctors in an ER setting. An ER, of all the areas of medicine, emergency medicine is one of the most challenging. You know, I don't know what Mr. Expertise would say to this. Well, you know, and I think his name was like Joe 3 Velta, whatever, Joe 3V or something. I don't really care enough to know. What was his name, that stupid fuck? Magical Joe. Oh, at Joe 3V, yeah, great. Hi, Joe. So do I think people, enough people, are stupid enough that they would believe the virus story and stay at home? I think clearly we've proven that. Do I think that there might be, in addition to that stupidity and that obedience, that servile obedience that is so disgusting and we should be ashamed of, in addition to that servile obedience, do I think it's at all possible that there is a collective awareness right now, a collective awareness that something really ugly hides behind the really ugly thing, which is the lockdown. The lockdown is brutally ugly, brutally stupid. It is bad. It's, and again, it's why I say, why would they do it? It makes no sense unless they want to burn the country down or they think it's going to get burnt down anyways. And maybe it's the summer. I mean, I think this is going to be a cooker. And if it's a cooker, I think just about every major city burns. That's a calamity enough. Chaos in a complex society, a very fragile society, because we're not a free society. Remember, free societies don't have on-off switches, okay? Whatever the fuck you want to call whatever normal was, that was not a free society. That was not free enterprise. Free enterprise doesn't have a giant on-off switch. Individual communities can decide how to deal with an illness. But there isn't some fucking magic switch. Oh, we're ending free enterprise. But boy, between 9/11, the great financial crisis, and this shit, looks like they got a lot of switches where they fuck with things. So that's neo-Stalinism. That's not free enterprise. That's a sign of fragility. So even if it was just major cities burning, our society is so fragile now. I don't know what would happen. I think that would be about it. That would be its own special comet. That would be asteroid enough. Simply having a long, hot summer, multiple blackouts. You know, as Jim points out, there are less than 700,000 police officers in the United States. 700,000 police officers in a worst case scenario would probably have a problem with Chicago or New York City or LA if you could throw all 700,000 in, all of them, assuming they have the support, assuming they have the logistics, which is a whole nother rigmarole. But 700,000 for the whole United States, almost every major city in a state of riot, and I mean Watts level, if not worse, or like LA 92. Yeah, I think that would probably be a difficult situation. And once that begins, it only gets worse. And then what? Oh, we'll just call out the army and we'll start shooting civilians. So I don't know, folks. I have this horrible thought that there's something uglier going on here. And that one of the reasons why people are not out in revolt with pitchforks yet in the way they should be. Not, some people are, but not enough. One of the reasons might be is a collective acceptance of some type of futility that in fact, it won't matter, that something is coming that's so ugly that even this stupid, dumbass lockdown is, if not acceptable, it's endurable.